Okay, I think you just heard what the sexy computer phone voice just said. But if you hit *6 on your phone line, you can be live in the queue. And it sounds like some of you have already done that, because I can hear a little bit of
background. We can hear it.
You can hear it. Thank you. Thank you. Before you ask your question or make a comment, I want to address something that needs some help from people, and I'm not staging a mutiny here. I'm not want to stir up a bunch of trouble with Nikan. But the FedEx, the topic of FedEx Smart Post, or as I've been nicknamed it now, FedEx Dumb Post, because we only get FedEx to deliver where we live 4 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So that's not really smart to me, when before we could get packages 6 days a week via U.S. mail. So here's what I would like you to do. Do as I have done. Either pick up the phone and call people in distributor services or customer service, or use that little feedback feature that's in the lower right-hand corner, that's kind of a green ribbon across the screen on the homepage when you log into Nikan, or simply send an email to feedback@nikan.com and let them know how you feel. Now, if you love it, then obviously you can tell them that too. But if you don't like it and say, you know, this really isn't working so good for all of us because of this, this, and this, they need to hear that, okay? And as I've talked to several people in the last couple weeks, not real pleased with the service because it's making it much longer and it's costing about the same, if not a little bit more. So please, and don't say, oh, somebody else will do it for me. No, 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 no. We need Nikan to hear. They respond when those of us are not. Now, if it's just a little trivial thing that, you know, well, it takes an extra day, that's how long it takes for us, usually, but actually not likely. But if you're doubling your shipping time for your auto ship, which is what happened for us, that's just not, that's not cool. And they need to know that, because something that has the name smart in it should be smart. And so anyway, feedback@nikan.com is the email address, or pick up the phone. Or click on that little green ribbon on the lower right-hand corner. So that's all I've got for announcements. So the line's open, and I'm going to multitask here because I have to be out the door in a half an hour. So you got a question, comment? *6 on your phone line and fire away.
Could we get his record address, email, phone, whatever?
Are you all going to call him and just inundate him? Okay, well, let me, where is his email address? Got it right here in front of me, and I'm looking at all these different things, going, I know I had it right here. It is...
Hey, Vance, if you go to MyNeek and you can do a search for Alan Rako and pull it up.
Oh, there you go.
Hold on, and I'll switch screens, and I can pull it up.
Okay, so here, I've got it right here in front of me.
ARako@bellsouth.net.
.net, yep. The letter A as in Alan, or animal, Rako, R-A-C-K-O, @bellsouth.net.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm pretty much, or pretty confident that what Alan shared with us this morning is probably in a, or unless he scribbled it on a piece of paper, but I'm sure he would be happy to email that to you if you want it.
Vance, it's Rika.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's, my auto ship cost me $3 more to have it go by dumb phone, and you don't want to know how much longer. And I've already complained. I called the distributor service.
Okay.
But they need to know it.
Yeah, this is not a real, I mean, if we should still have that option to use U.S. mail. I mean, that should be an option, because that's sort of like we were in the past when Lincoln only took Visa and MasterCard and American Express. And then when they added Discover, that opened up a whole new world for more people. to go back to only taking, you know, MasterCard or Visa, well, that'd be kind of silly. So, yeah. I don't want to dwell on a negative, gang, because I am always accused in our family as being the hopeless optimist. So, use that and say, hey, we can work together and create a solution and let them know that this isn't working for us, and let's make it happen. Let's change it.
You bet.
Any other questions, comments, concerns? Lines open.
Vance, this is Jean. What were you saying about Roger Drummer with the website to support NECAN?
Oh, boy, you guys are good.
Thank you.
I've already powered my computer down, but be looking for that. I was going to put it in my email yesterday, and I thought, man, there's a lot of stuff in there. I don't want to get lost. Roger has created a website, a support website, and I think it's going to be called Sleep, Water, Air, something like that. I'll get it out. I promise I will. To everybody that's either in my email list or out to the whole Rogers organization. But it's basically a collaboration of the last, as he said, you know, his whole wellness journey. And because I know Roger well enough, and I know when I communicate with him, usually on a monthly basis via email or over the phone, I know he's so free about giving out his contact information that I know he must be getting inundated by people all over the place. So that being said, if everything's on a website, then this makes much more sense to allow people to connect in with that and have that resource, that tool, so to speak. So don't know what it looks like. I didn't even take the time yesterday to click on it. But I know it'll be good and it's, you know, more interactive, just another thing. And it'll be separate from NECAN, and it may not even mention NECAN, so he can get away with a lot more stuff and not have to worry about the legal side of things. So just hang tight on that. That's not going to be a deal breaker right now for you if you don't have it today. I'll get it out. I don't want to deluge everybody with a bunch of stuff, because you guys are just like me. When you get an email that's just cram-packed full of stuff, what do you do? Oh, it's just too much stuff. I don't have time to read it. And then it either gets deleted or it gets ignored. But if I can send out a few things here and there, that just makes more sense.
Thank you, Vance.
You're welcome.
Hello. Vance, this is Cindy from Bismarck.
Good morning, Cindy, again.
How are you?
Very well.
I really enjoyed this meeting. It was wonderful. I'm just, like I said, I'm new to this. And in regards to our personal web page, do we get help setting that up?
As far as the tech support?
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to do that, Cindy, is A, go to a few people in your upline. And if they're not using the web page...
Nobody in my immediate upline are using the web page at all, because they claim they don't have the brains to figure it out. You know, the know-how, the knowledge of the computer and all.
Oh, that's a great excuse. Because I used that one for a while. And
oh.
It's really, really not that difficult.
Well, I can see where it's vital to your business, because when you're talking to people, you got to give them somewhere to go to check things out, and of course they can do that through your webpage, can they not?
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it, is they can. It's just, you can email them the link, or they do a search for you, and they find you, and the whole nine yards. Yeah, to set that up, and Cindy, if you're talking
Vance,
to
Vance?
Yes.
Vance, this is Julie.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna answer a question, aren't you?
I am. Yep. I'm not great with computers myself, and so I just called in to distributor relations, and they put you through to the tech person, and they answer everything you want, and they talk you through whatever you need. But pretty much the web page is set up pretty nicely for you already, so when you send people, as long as you have a page, you send people to it, and they can get tons of information. But if you want to put stuff on yourself, just, you know, in the daytime hours when Nathan is open, just call in to tech support and they will help you with whatever you need. They're really good. They stay right with you and they walk you through what you want to do.
And Julie, okay. the only thing I would add to that is do yourself a favor and before you pick up the phone, make sure your computer is up and it's ready to go because they're going to want to walk you through each step. How do I know this? Because they did it with me. And
I can't. That's okay. Go ahead.
No, you can't what?
I can't get my computer up because the hard drive went out and I won't have it for a week.
Okay, well then do it when the week is done because you'll get really, really frustrated. Or go to somebody else's
computer.
The library. And, you know, you just talk quietly, but they'll walk you through it. And it's the same thing.
You can't use your cell phone in the library, so okay. That doesn't help me.
Then go to somebody else's house and say, hey, can I use your computer? If you're desperate enough to get it set up in the next week before you get yours back. But it's a total waste of your time and their time if you're not in front of your computer and you're walking through.
Right, right.
So it's trying to run it
online. How much does that cost to have the website then?
It's $24.95 a month. That's the website and all the back office options, which if you're
okay.
doing this as a business, you're going to want those options because it's a real pain to try and do it otherwise. You just can't.
Right.
You can't see what's going on. You can't do anything. So, basically if you run the numbers at $350 a year, show me a business that doesn't spend twice, double, triple that.
Right.
I see it as
a necessity, actually, because, you know, that's an important link to gaining a lot of your people, too.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of others, too. There's some tutorials that you can find online that will walk you through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier to get a live person. So
yeah,
many,
right.
You
also get an extra 3% off on your orders that you put in through your website, too. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
well, that's a good incentive, too.
Yeah, that's the other biggie. So you order, you know, a sleep system or you order something big, you're going to
mm-hmm.
pay more than pay for it. Right up.
Okay, now I had a question, too, about registering a customer. How does that work?
That's just even easier than registering a wellness consultant.
Mm-hmm.
It's under the My Business tab on the left there, and it's pop-down menu, and it's right there. And all you need is name, address, phone number, and email. That's it.
Now, do they have to be on, like, an auto ship?
No.
They don't. Okay.
And as I,
so
as
they
I,
can just access it when they want to order them.
Yep. They'll be given an email. Nikan will send them an email that has their ID number and their password. The password is the number that you select, actually. And,
okay.
So it's really simple. I've been using last names with the number 1 just to keep it
uh-huh.
simple. And if they can go in and change it if they want to. Here's the key, and I really stressed this last week, and if I didn't harp on this enough, then you kind of missed the whole purpose. Every
mm-hmm.
single one of us right now with the Vital Balance promotion that's going on,
right.
We should not be ordering Vital Balance underneath our own ID number or putting it on a ship. We should be signing up customers, registering customers, and getting these orders of Vital Balance underneath them.
Okay.
That bottom line. Okay?
Yeah.
That because for every 3 that you get up until the end of May, you're going to get 1 free. Come on, people. Free is good.
Yes, it is.
Free is really good.
One last question. How much is the RI training, do you know?
It's really not a cost factor involved. It's getting the book from Focus on
mm-hmm.
Growth, going on Dennis and Ruth's site, ybhurton.biz, or the RI training site. You can pay for the course and download all the stuff that's right there, which you can do it in 1 to 2 months on your own. Or you can, and you can also catch the live, the recordings now, or you can jump in at any time, every Tuesday and Thursday night. All this information is on Dennis and Ruth's website.
Okay, now the book, which book is that now?
Six Figures and Six Figures.
Okay, which I already have, so.
Okay. Yeah, so if you've done that, have you done the PEP score, the profile?
No, I haven't. And there's a cost involved with that, is there not?
No. Vance does not.
There isn't.
Stuff that, Vance does not.
Oh.
Stuff that Nickel
does. No, how do I get in, how do I do the PEP?
In the back of your book. There's a code. There's a website. Go to that website, enter that code, and boom. You need to allow yourself about 30 to 40 minutes to get through it, because it's not a quick thing. It's a serious profile test.
And what's the website
in the back
book?
Back of the book.
I don't even look in the back of the book because I was reading. Sure, right here.
There you go.
And I want to get the game as well because that's wonderful.
Yeah, do yourself a favor and answer honestly.
Uh-huh.
And don't negate. Don't put yourself down. We as Americans tend to, we're self-demeaning. But at the same time, don't go into it with a bunch of pride and arrogance. There's a balance.
Right.
Just be honest. That's the key. So.
Well, thank you so much for all this help.
You're very, very welcome. And if I can be of service to anybody at all, don't hesitate to call or email me. My phone number, and I'm going to give this really fast before the three-year-old interrupts me, 503-695-5683. That's the best number to always reach me on. And call your upline. And if they're not active, they're not doing anything, keep going up. Call the top person and say, hey, who can you send me a list, or can you tell me who your sponsor is? Maybe they're more active. There are active people out there that will help you, and maybe you can even be the catalyst to encourage them to get back in the game or get in the game, period, if they're not. So, anyways, gang, have a great weekend. It is the top of the hour, and I look forward to chatting with you next week. Bring your questions ready to go for Dr. Robin Eckholm. First edition of Stump the Doc. We're going to have a lot of fun. And if I don't talk to you before then, have a great week, everyone. Stay warm and enjoy spring for some of us. All right? Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.